This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. A short reminder for myself and for all of you, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the Quran is meant to be words that we reflect over, think over, and ponder over. And among the ayats that will be recited tonight, in fact, I believe it will be the following rak'ah, is Allah's statement, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hurry, hasten, rush to the forgiveness of your Lord, and to a Jannah whose width and is expansive as the samawat and the ard, the heavens and the earth, prepared for those that have piety. Allah is telling us that we should have a sense of urgency when it comes to His forgiveness, when it comes to our Akhirah, that we should not take it lightly, that we should have an element of urgency, and that we should seize every single opportunity possible to us. Alhamdulillah, we are gathered here today praying the Qiyam and the Taraweeh for that very reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes those pious people. Who are these pious people that are hastening to the forgiveness of the Lord and a Jannah whose width is the heavens and the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they are those that they give, يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, they give charity in times of difficulty and in times of ease. In other words, if you truly want to be considered among the pious, if you truly want to be considered among the pious, then your sadaqah does not depend on your bank account. That you only give when it's easy. That you only give when it is convenient. But rather, every single time that there is an opportunity to give, you are willing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever little Allah has given you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with, and Allah is looking at what you will do with it. And that you build the habit of being able to give sadaqah regardless of your personal circumstances, whether it's a little bit or a lot. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Then Allah talks about their characteristics. They are those وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, they restrain their anger. Do you want to be among the pious? Do you want to be among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises as al-muttaqoon? Those who are hastening to the forgiveness of their Lord? Control your anger. Especially in a month like this, a month of rahmah and mercy and ibadah, be someone that is able to restrain themselves. There's a great virtue in this. And too often we allow our emotions to dictate our actions. Be someone that is able to forgive others and restrains and hides their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, there are those that forgive and pardon others. No doubt there are people that have harmed you, that have oppressed you, that have transgressed against you. Allah is telling you, do you want Jannah? Do you want to be among the pious? Do you want to be among those that rush to the forgiveness of the Lord? Forgive others. In another ayah in the Quran, Allah mentions, فَعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive. Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? And the answer is yes. Wallahi, we want Allah to forgive us. We want Allah to forgive us, and may He forgive us for all of our shortcomings and sins. Say ameen. Forgive those that wrong you. Let it go. Pardon them for the sake of Allah. Not even because of them, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for your own akhirah. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and Allah loves those that do good. And the good that is being mentioned here is that which was just mentioned. To give in times of ease and in times of difficulty. To swallow and hide and restrain yourself when you're angry. To forgive those that wrong you. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those that exhibit excellence. Then Allah continues describing these people. And this is the bit where it becomes very fascinating. No doubt we're talking about the pious and righteous people, المتقون. But Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah mentions that they are those that when, not if, when they fall into a great sin, a fahisha, what does that tell you? You are not guaranteed perfection, nor is it expected from you to be perfect. You will sin. You will fall short. You will make mistakes. Allah is telling you, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Fahisha is a great sin. It's not a small sin. Those that when they commit a fahisha, what makes them special? ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is about your ability to remember Allah when you're slipping up. It is about your ability to be conscious of Allah in times when you are not doing so good. That you're able to return back to Allah. Each one of us falls astray, makes mistakes, deviates from the haqq. We're not always upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May Allah allow us to be among it and die upon it. But when you make those mistakes, when you sin, when you fall short on your obligations, what you have to have, what you can't do without, is dhakarullah, that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you remember the one you've disobeyed. And you remember the one whose laws you transgressed against. And you remember the one who is watching you. The one who blessed you. The one who has given you so many opportunities to go back to him. Dhakarullah. And the moment you remember Allah, what is the instinct? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They seek forgiveness for their sins. Seek forgiveness for your sins, my brothers and sisters. Seek forgiveness for you. Do not let a day go by without you asking Allah to forgive you. There are so many things that we do throughout the day. We are constantly in error. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, كُلْ ابْنَ آدَمُ خَطَاءُ. Every son of Adam often sins and falls into mistakes. And the best among those are those that return back to Allah often. Allah says, فَاسْتَغْفَرْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who forgives sins except Allah? Who do you have except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My beloved brothers and sisters, if we want to be among those that are rushing and hastening towards the forgiveness of their Lord and to Jannah, those are from the pious, those that are giving in times of ease and difficulty, those that are restraining their anger, those that are excelling and doing good, those that are pardoning others. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your remembrance of Allah that will put you on that path of guidance and righteousness. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not persist in what they did. The one habit you have to build is, when I sin, I quickly return back to Allah. When I sin, I quickly return back to Allah. I repent all the time. I check myself. I hold myself accountable. I seek Allah's forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek Allah's forgiveness more than 70 times a day and repent to him. What are we doing, my brothers and sisters? Let's utilize this opportunity. Seek his forgiveness, Jalla Jalaluhu. Return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get into the habit of checking yourself. And may Allah allow us to be among those that are hastening and have that sense of urgency, repenting to Allah, seeking his forgiveness, and the habits that were mentioned in these ayat. The habits that were mentioned in these ayats embody them. Embody the habit of sadaqah. The habit of restraining your anger. Next time you get an opportunity to express your anger, remember it. Whether it's your children or your spouse or your co-workers, remember this ayah and say to yourself, I'm going to restrain myself for the sake of Allah. I'm going to give for the sake of Allah. I'm going to forgive for the sake of Allah. And I'm going to seek Allah's forgiveness always. May Allah allow us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those that truly benefit from the Quran that we listen and act upon it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be among those that hasten to his forgiveness and are forgiven by him. Jalla Jalaluhu. Jazakumullah khair. Hadha wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.